two, three.
Chicken, 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 Joe. It's time for Chicken Joe.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. The No Bullshit News Hour is brought to you by American Coney Island, celebrating 102 years. It is Detroit's oldest family-run restaurant and birthplace of the famous Coney Dog with chili, mustard, and Vidalia onions. It's my personal favorite. That's No Bullshit. You want a piece of Detroit? Head on downtown to the corner of Lafayette and Michigan Avenue. Can't miss it. It's the red, white, and blue building shaped like a slice of pie. Always delicious, always open, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The dogs snap when you bite them, and the chili is a 102-year-old recipe made especially for the American Coney Dog, and the beer is cold. Visit the Detroit restaurant or the one in the D Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, or, hey moms and dads, the Detroit Zoo. They sell beer there too. Or order a Coney kit straight to your or a friend's door. Go to AmericanConeyIsland.com.
I had some Coneys today, and they're delicious.
Hey, good to see you, bro. How you liking that beer?
I'm doing well. Happy Labor Day, brother.
You too, man. We're taped live at Ye Old Saloon in Royal Oak because Bob and I are trying to get out for the weekend.
Right on.
Listen, Luke Nowacki, here's what he wants to tell you. Are you listening to the TV pundits on the cable networks over the last month? Have you, Bob?
I have.
Economic doom is here, you'd believe.
It's on its way.
But each time the market has sizable pullbacks, it rebounds significantly the next day. Notice that?
It has been bouncing back and forth.
Okay, well, these gains hold? I don't know, nor do you, nor does any TV talking head. Overreaction is to the slightest negative economic news is a good thing for the long-term investor. Call Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748. His strategy is not reactionary. Rather, he positions you and your investments, your retirement, and your college saving plans for the long run. Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
And you call them at what? 248-663-4748.
That's it.
That's the number. And give them a call.
I hate lawyers. They wreck everything. All right, listen. Happy Labor Day, Bob.
Happy Labor Day to you.
It's been a year.
And all you working people out there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thanks for your hard work. Your children appreciate it, and so does the tax man. It's been a year.
Wow.
Since we started the No Bullshit News Hour, and it's runaway crazy.
It has been a crazy year. We've had some super interesting guests and interesting conversations and topics, and want to thank you all for listening, and I can't believe it's been a year already.
It's super successful, man. It's like we're like 80,000 a show now, man.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Which
shows me that the people out there are tired of being lied to.
And they want no bullshit.
And what's going on.
Right.
Right? So this being the Labor Day special, it's going to be about one very special man. This whole show is dedicated to one very special man.
Hardworking man.
With very special needs. Our chief deputy intern, Chicken Joe DeMarco. Joe, at the age of 59, wants very badly to become a professional reporter. He works in a junkyard, lives in a crappy house with his dog that doesn't listen to him, and he has no reporting experience to speak of. But we took Joe under our wing because we believe anybody with a heart, a mind, and a set of balls can be a reporter. And there aren't too many reporters out there anymore who fit the bill. And even fewer who will dress up in a chicken costume and chase crooked politicians around. So, please sit back, pop a beer, put on the barbecue, and listen to the first year in the making of a reporter phenomenon that has taken the Detroit airwaves by storm.
Chicken Joe DeMarco.
Joe the intern to go find the chief of police and get your questions answered. So, here's my protege, Joe the intern.
No bullshit!
We're at Eastern Market, down here by Shed 2. Fox 2 is got two guys over here setting up for Sunday morning Lions tailgate show. And Chief Craig is supposed to be here. We got a few pointed questions for him, and hopefully I can get at least one of them squoze off before I get thrown out.
This is a private event right here.
Right. I'm with the news media.
It's a private event, though.
Right. But I'm with the news media.
Fox 2 doesn't want you over here. It's not up to it's Fox 2 who doesn't want you over here.
I'm on public property. It's a public sidewalk in the city of Detroit. I don't understand. You're telling me I got to leave Eastern Market? I mean, you got these other civilians right over here, and you're not trying to
talk to my manager, okay? Thank you.
Talent has just arrived. Nowhere near ready for the show to go on the air. And that these security people are over here trying to push me out of the zone.
No bullshit!
Tell me I'm edging too close. And he's going to have to call the cops. Oh, wait, there's a dog over there on set, too. There's a sign right here that says, no dogs under the shed. But they got one. And I just seen a dog right over there walking around the middle of the set like he lives here and shit. Oh, there's Chief Craig. Why the fuck over there? Time to get thrown out.
You're gonna get arrested. What's gonna happen? You're gonna get arrested, man. Because you're not supposed to be in this area, man. They designate you to be on the outskirts of that street, Buster Street, not the river.
You got a job to do, I got a job to do. Hey, Chief Craig! Hey, Chief Craig! Hey, you remember hanging out with Casper Fiore and Sinbad? Hey, you think one of these indictments might be for you?
You step
think
back,
one of these
man.
Indictments might be coming down for you, Chief
Craig? You step back, man. You step back on Russell Street, my man.
Yo, step on Russell, baby. Come on.
Get on Russell Street, man.
Come on, step on Russell, man. I see you. Step on Russell. And I respect your game, but you got to step on Russell. I respect your game.
All right.
You're cold-blooded with it, too. Cold motherfucking blooded, man. You can't do it right here, though, baby.
Woo! Uh-oh, the guy flagged over a cop. He's going to try to have you arrested now. Wow. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Real good. Just trying to get a couple questions with your boss over
here.
Yeah,
he don't want to talk.
Yeah, I know. That's why I got to shout the questions from across the street.
So his security wants you across the street. He's at work, so let him do his work.
He's not at work. He's over here just philandering with the
you're
people.
You're probably right.
Having breakfast and cooking shows. That's not his job. His job is to be finding that baby killer. They killed an innocent man while looking for a baby killer, but did they ever find the baby killer? Right? Don't people deserve an answer to questions like that?
Damn right. Joe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job, son.
Yeah, that guy gives me props. He's like, he said,
where's
I
he
was
at?
Special
the shit
game,
house?
And y'all told with it. I'm like, yeah, that made my day. But Mike Nevin, good afternoon to you, man.
Big Joe, what's happening?
Godspeed.
I love you, buddy.
You are the one that's doing God's work out here. Don't let nobody tell you different.
I'm not afraid, Joe. You know me. We go way back.
Well,
how you like Joe's new career? He's doing pretty good, isn't he?
I think he's doing great. I'm proud of him.
He did a real good job.
That was tough guy
stuff. I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it was.
You're not getting pushed around.
Nope.
Mr. Shooty, how you doing? This is Joe DeMarco with the NoBSNewsHour.com.
Yeah, it's not listen, .com.
I'll get back with you, Bill. You want to handle that?
Yep. Shout the question, Joe.
Come with me for a quick second, all right?
Shout the question. Joe?
Just one question, no, Mr. Shooty.
Say it.
He's got to go.
Say it.
Dude, you can't do that here. Come on.
Well, I mean, they were supposed to have a mixer afterwards
I'm going to talk with that guy right now. Hang on one second.
Because, I mean, we got questions and...
I got it.
I mean, it looks like he's driving away. I mean, he's not coming back, right?
There's the crack reporter.
So you just stopped me from getting a concert.
I did that, yes, sir.
Man, that's dirty of you.
You know what's dirty? You jumped my stage, so come on.
All right, so we got pimped. We officially got pimped.
So here's the thing. We sent Joe. Yeah, get rid of that. We sent Joe to a chief of police public meeting on crime after we sent all these, put all these statistics out. And it's going to be a Kabuki theater.
Oh, it was Kabuki.
Yeah, but I'm real proud of Joe here.
He's doing good.
He is. I mean, he knew his stuff. He got
prepared.
He got right up front there.
Yep.
Right? He was clean. Wore a suit.
You have on a tie?
He had on a beret and a tie. He looked like Gallagher, I'm told, from my mole there. And here's what I haven't heard of, but let's hear what Joe did.
By the end of the first quarter, we think we'll be in every precinct. And so we're going to continue to push that because we think it really matters. So with that, I'm going to open it up for any questions you might have. Yes, sir.
I'm Joe DeMarco with No BS News. I got a couple of questions for you, three of them. But one of them is the crime numbers, violent crime numbers that you've reported recently
yes.
seem to indicate a downward trend from 2014 until 2018.
Yes.
These were recently provided numbers. However, when compared to numbers that you provided to the state police in each of those years, there's a big difference in those numbers.
That's factually not correct. We reported one year, and this is something we constantly go back and forth on. We reported one year that because of an outdated computer-aided or computer system that didn't work very well, we reported that the numbers that they had were lower than what we're trying to report. So if we're trying to manipulate data, if that's the underlying question, the issue is this. We tried to report that the numbers weren't correct because they were actually
okay,
higher.
That was 2015, right?
I don't have the data in front
okay,
of me.
Okay, well, I do, and the numbers you reported for 2017, there's a 566 violent crime difference between what you've recently reported and what you have told the state police.
I will also tell you, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but let me just remind you, oh, you probably don't know this. Last year, the state police came to our records management folks and gave us an award. They gave us an award for how, with our new tracking system, how we analyze data. That was last year, last quarter of last year. That's a fact. I don't have the award with me to show you, but it's there.
Okay, the other question is, you've recently reported a 60% closure rate in homicides, and
it was actually last year, it was actually 52%.
Okay.
It wasn't 60. We have in the past.
Now,
we're up to 60. But
why is it that
the
Washington
sir,
Post.
I'm sorry, sir. We're going to, in the interest of time, we're going to go allow some of the other citizens to ask questions at this point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I talk to you later?
I'm going to be leaving right after this meeting. I have another engagement. So, again, thank all of you. Number one.
Oh, hi. How
are you? Hey, you want to hold all of your vacation plans?
I wanted to get one more question off for Mr. Commissioner. Your chief.
I know he's on his way out.
Well, I want to ask him this question. Well, I was going to ask him about his relationship with Casper Fiore. You don't have the answer, so that's why I wanted to catch him. Excuse me. Can I just ask the chief one last question?
Chief's gone.
You there, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a slippery guy, man. He's hard to get. Because he ran out the door, and his boys held the door shut, so I couldn't get him.
Well, that's
you
listen.
Cop held me back while they went out the door, and then when they got out the door, his boys held the door shut while he ran to the car.
Well, Joe, you got him. What did you make of his answers?
You got it, Joe.
You feel you got your answers?
It was bullshit. It was fake. It was fake news. He was going over that 2015 fiasco. I was specifically not going to ask him about that particular year. I brought up the most recent year, which there's no controversy about, except that his numbers, what he told us, doesn't match what he told the state police. Now, what I should have said, were you lying to us or was you lying to the police? Because lying to the police is a felony. So,
no, to federal agents, Joe. Lying to federal agents.
Well, lying to police is a crime, too.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm filing false. Yeah, well, there you go. Work on. But that is interesting in the sense you brought it up, and he said, do you want to see the award?
Yeah.
Do you want to see the award?
He brought up, so, you know, kids get awards
for failing, just for participation awards when they fail something. So don't be too proud of himself about, you know, an award for what record keeping, because they finally learned how to keep records. We gave you an award. And attaboy, you finally learned how to count. Yeah.
So Joe, we sent Joe to get it, some satisfaction, some questions answered. We got that, Mannequin Joe?
We're at the home of DTE Executive, what's his name now?
What's
DTE
D.
Executive
Night
Chairman
Joe,
Gary Anderson, or Jerry Anderson, way out in the boonies. Nice cat in the window. Well, see no car, man. He might not be home.
Does he have on a chicken suit?
He's got electricity, though.
I don't know.
And that's more than a lot of people have right now.
So Jerry has electricity way out in Ann Arbor.
This is beautiful, man. This is out in the woods.
Out in the woods?
Dirt road.
Apparently those trees don't fuck up the power.
Off of Ann Arbor. With steep hills and
nice sledding and cocoa.
Have security?
Heavily wooded area. Livestock.
And yet his power's on.
This house looks like nobody's home. There's a note in the door that says, please knock. That mosquito looks like it wants to kill somebody. Harry Anderson.
What's wrong with you?
Here he comes, too.
Oh, here he comes. Fuck, got him?
How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Are you Jerry Anderson? The executive director of DTE? I'm your old pal Joe DeMarco with the No BS News Hour. Just want to ask you a couple of questions, innocent little questions. Won't hurt you. Are you all right?
Pass out.
He's walking away.
He's walking away.
Hello?
He's walking away.
He's walking away.
There you go, Michigan.
But he turned on a light, and yes, there's electricity here, which is more than the tens of thousands of his customers have. Dude, he just walked away. He didn't say hi, bye, goodbye, leave my property, I'm calling the cops, or nothing. Just walked. That's a lot of shoes, man. He's got about 8 or 9 kids in here, at least.
Oh, creepy. Okay, cut it. Oh, creepy, Joe.
We got him. We got Eric Sabree. We just got a few questions for you.
Well, anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know the allegations.
Ask your questions, but I can tell you that with this. Go ahead, ask your questions.
Well, you know the allegations. You bought properties at auction while you...
I didn't buy anything.
Well, you, your family, your company bought these properties while they were... you were the treasurer, which that's against the rules.
That's not true.
You were the treasurer or deputy treasurer.
Look, I'm answering ethics questions, and I'm not going to do it in the media.
Okay, now the other thing is, how did you protect your wife's house... Because or that lot on Wyoming, because she has never paid the taxes, and this should have been foreclosed a long time ago. You protected her house, but tens of thousands of city people lost their houses. What's up with that?
We will address that after the ethics hearing.
Well, just tell us something now. I mean, you know.
I'm telling you now. We're not going to do this in the media.
On the air with Charlie LaDuff, sir?
Charlie LaDuff has sent us here because you've been dodging him, and he wants to talk to you.
I will not address this in the media until after the ethics hearings are over.
When is that going to be?
I have 21 days to answer the complaint.
Okay, so do you expect to be indicted then? Because you should be indicted, I would think, for what you've done. But let me ask you this. Are you going to resign? Because you know you've lost all your credibility, and you just can't be trusted now because of this. Even if somebody finds you not responsible or not guilty, just having this over your head is really an ugly thing, and you've lost all your credibility and trustworthiness. So you might as well just go ahead and resign, right?
We sent Joe to City Hall to hand deliver a subpoena to Mayor Mike Duggan to appear on the No Bullshit News Hour. And here's what Joe came back with.
Sir, can I help you?
Yeah, we're just going to invite the mayor to our show. How you doing? This is Joe DeMarco with the No BS News Hour. Is Mayor Mike in?
No, he's not.
Okay, well, we have an invitation for him to appear on the No BS News Hour podcast Friday at 1 p.m. And we brought him lunch.
No, that's okay. We don't
need that. This time it's Coney. Next time we're going to be calling him out as a chicken. I'll be here in a chicken suit bringing him chicken dinner. Well, here we are getting ready to go down here and call Mayor Mike out for the chicken shit politician that he is.
Just me too.
Because he's lying to the people and he won't come clean to the press either. And is he available, Mr. Mayor?
Did you make an appointment? You're not allowed to record
in this office. We're calling him out as a chicken shit politician because he's lying to the people and he won't come clean.
Call it right out.
We've invited him on the show numerous times and he's not responding.
You can't record in here.
So the thing is.
Sir.
Yeah.
You can't record in this office.
Well, I'm just letting you know why we're calling him out as a chicken shit politician. He said that house was not in the federal demolition zone. And we checked, and it is. And so, therefore, he lied to us. No comment? Okay. All right, y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Here, you can take this.
You act like you're scared. It's wingdings. Take this to the mayor.
No, sir.
Let me know. So, remember, Mike has been invited to come on our show Friday. He can call in Friday at 1 p.m. The No BS News Hour. And he knows Charlie the Duff's number.
Yes, sir.
So he should have no problem contacting you. All right, have a good afternoon.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you. And
make sure you let Mayor Mike know we called him out as a chicken shit because he is a chicken shit not coming out. And
yes, sir.
Woo,
oh, Joe.
Go.
Snap.
Joe. My goodness.
Oh, Joe's found his wheelhouse.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm trying to imagine if I were still on that side, how would I respond or how would I receive something like that?
Well,
that's
food.
Brazen.
He had food.
That's pretty
bold.
But
I'm calling him chicken shit.
He showed up in the chicken outfit.
He's pretty bold.
And the day before, he showed up in his greasy mechanic's outfit. But he doesn't really work at a garage. It turns out it's a junkyard, and he didn't know it.
He didn't know it.
No, he's picking parts. He thought he was a mechanic. He's works in a junkyard.
Let him be a mechanic.
Yeah, just let him be Joe. The No Bullshit News Hour is also brought to you by ADR Consulting, providing full business, construction management, and IT consulting services for your company, municipality, or law enforcement agency. ADR, experienced, overseeing more than $250 million in private and public construction projects since 2001. Need to reduce costs? Need to re-engineer processes or find better vendors? Mayor Duggan? ADR has saved clients millions. ADR consultants are experts in procurement, compliance, and minority participation.
They're very good.
That is if you want them to, if you know what I'm saying.
Mayor Duggan.
Honest, ethical, smart. Call Barry Ellentuck at 248-318-9424 for a consultation. Get the job done right, on time, on budget. ADR consultants, 248-318-9424.
Give them a call.
A couple chicks just walked in. Relax. Hull Financial, offering lower rates, better options, and that personal attention you want when talking about your home. The average refi takes 44 days. Hull Financial, 19 days. Do the math.
Quick.
That's half
quick.
The time.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not quick. It's not Quicken Loans. This is Hull Financial.
No, I meant the time is quick.
Don't mistake it. This is Hull Financial. This is where you want to go.
Right.
Honest, ethical, smart. Email dhall at hallfg.com to get the paper moving or call 248-308-5000. Or maybe you just want to take equity out of your home or shorten the length of your mortgage. You could be less than 3 weeks from saving money with Hall Financial. Again, email dhall at hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000. Tell him you heard it on No BS News. We appreciate him supporting the network and our show. NMLS number 1467435, Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed.
Give him a call.
Now, Bob,
yes, sir.
We all know, in the business,
right?
Three things that make a good street reporter.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Gotta be curious.
Oh, look at you. Gotta be curious. That's right.
Gotta be curious.
Gotta have guts.
Oh, yeah.
And above all, if you're gonna be a street reporter, there's gotta be a willingness to take it to the people in the streets
right.
With no fear. You can't fear your countrymen.
No.
Nah, right?
No.
I mean, that's what it's all about. Remember you and Ferguson?
You gotta take it to them.
Yeah, you're standing there taking it in the middle of a tear gas
Get
bomb.
Tear gas,
oh,
yeah.
My God. And a guy broke his leg in the sewer and he's screaming, and you're just, I'm screaming to you, get the fuck out of there, Bob.
You gotta get the shot, though. You gotta get the shot.
You gotta get the shot. That's what it takes. Right? And so in that spirit, we toss Chicken Joe into the fire time and time again. I want you all to take a listen and ask yourselves, folks, have you heard of a reporter with this much guts in a chicken suit?
You might say fried chicken suit.
You might say a phoenix fried, finger licking good. In the spirit of no bullshit news, most of us never make the news, so we figure we're going to go find people that need to be on the news and how easy it is to put them on the news. And so this is the inaugural segment for our intern, Joe DeMarco. Joe, the 58-year-old intern who went to Specs Howard and couldn't find a job.
He just went to Specs Howard now?
Yeah, just recently.
Really?
Just recently. And he's not handsome. Let me just put it like that. He's not.
Is he maturing late?
He's just never been handsome, and I don't think he's ever going to be handsome, but he's.
Gets the job done.
He gets the job done. So we sent him out to the east side of Detroit to Mack and Bewick, very, very rugged corner. They've got a, I guess the only way to put it is a sniper above the liquor store there.
Oh, my.
At least last time I was there, they had a guy up there. And so we asked Joe to go to the corner on Friday night. When the checks come early, because on Labor Day, it's Monday, so the checks come on Friday, and basically talk to real people about the economy, the news, the president, the mayor, and Joe's prepared this for us.
You want to holler at me for a minute? I'm working with Charlie LaDuff. LaDuff's no.
Oh, that's the news, man.
What are your plans for the holiday weekend?
I'm trying to fuck some bitches, get drunk, and, stay out the way. The economy is very up and down. You have people that don't have shit. You have people that come in with pennies. You have people that come in with a lot of dollars. So it's up and down. To some people, it's good. To some people, it's going very, very bad. I think the mayor, we had a previous mayor that was corrupt. I believe we still have a corrupt mayor. I think we need to boot his ass out. I think he should be indicted soon. If not, we will send somebody for him. I think Trump is a piece of shit, and whatever he says should not be... taken seriously.
The little guy outside that looks like Lil Wayne called himself regulating and actually threw me out. Oh, he don't even work there. He's just out in front doing what he's doing out in front.
I ain't comfortable where I'm at, you know, as I'm where I'm at. I can keep moving forward.
Well, that's a very good outlook. I like it.
I mean, you got to.
You control your own destiny.
Yeah, it's a shitty job, but while I'm working that shitty job, I'm looking for better.
The hood feels it first, right?
Right.
What up, though, man?
You're not about to get the preaching up here, are you?
Preaching? No. Are folks in the hood getting treated fairly, or are we getting
how
screwed,
long think,
right?
How long do you think it's last before the economy collapse? Oh, we don't want to hear this shit. If you want to do that, you got to pay me to do that shit, dog.
I got to pay you.
You got to pay me to do that
shit. Where are you?
A street nigga, Mac. Because okay. them type of questions, like, to the black community, we don't need no white guy sitting up here on the mic questioning what's our pay.
But I'm from the hood. All right, I don't care what you make.
But
the thing is, decently, or is it like minimum wage?
Man.
Or is it, you know.
Man.
Because.
At least give me a dollar before you
nobody
start
don't,
this shit. Hey, man, you got to pay to speak this shit.
I'm not speaking.
Hey,
it's a question.
No, you're not about to do that up here.
We trying to ask.
No.
How is the neighborhood?
We don't speak politics. All we know is poly and guns and jolly jollies. We don't know about this. You got a lot of argument.
Right.
My niggas are niggas. We gangsters. We fight each other. We take a lot of ass whippings around this bitch. We don't need no nigga on the mic standing at this gas station talking about Trump or nothing unless you pay me. If you pay me a dollar, you can sit on the corner and talk that shit.
But I ain't got it, though. And plus, I don't feel like I should have to pay some guy who's just hanging out at the gas station
You gonna pay the courthouse if they come up for loitering and soliciting.
Well, tell them to hurry up with that shit. So apparently a white guy with a microphone looks too much like the police, and they don't want to talk to nobody.
Hey, Joe, you there?
Yeah. That's some wild stuff right there.
Yeah, where you at right now, man?
I'm at work. I'm actually hiding between some trucks so my boss don't find me so I can do this phone call.
You got a dollar?
Now I do. I didn't have no money that day when I went out there. But I wasn't about to tear him off no loot anyways. Who the hell is he?
You were going to give him a dollar. Why didn't you give him a dollar? You had a dollar, dude. Why didn't you give him a dollar?
I did not have no dollars.
You did have a dollar.
I had no idea that. How do you know what the
fuck? You told me you had a fucking dollar.
No, I didn't. I had some pocket change.
Why didn't you get some pocket change?
About 85 cents. That's all the change I had.
Why didn't you?
And he still turned around and says, well, you still got to leave.
Well, listen.
After I gave him 85 cents.
Oh, you gave him 85 cents. Listen, Joe. No, Joe. We don't pay for interviews, Joe. Joe,
no,
it's not TMZ, Joe. Joe, man.
can I ask Joe a question?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, this is Drew.
Hey, Drew, how you doing, man?
Good. I was just wondering about your career arc. You went to Specs Howard at the age of 55, 6, 7, something like that?
I actually was in 1708. My class was 1708, so I was in 2008. I graduated in 2009.
Okay,
and, that's still... I've been out here trying to get my thing on ever since then.
That's just
pretty
just
good.
Interesting
pretty
to
good.
Go into broadcast school at that point. I'm not knocking at all. I think it's kind of...
As part of Joe's education, I'm educating Joe. Journalism comes in sort of all forms. Expository, the future story. There's also participatory. I'm known to participate in stories. I've crossed the border with Mexican migrants. I've worked in a slaughterhouse. I live blind in New York. Hey, Bob, I can't hear myself. I live blind in New York for a year, for a week. And so I'm trying to teach Joe how to be participatory to sort of, this is almost like a candid camera or a what would you do? So if we are the most violent, does that mean we have a hard heart? So I sent Joe out to play dead to see if anybody would react to him while I was sitting in a car. And this is what we came up with. And we're going to play it and then get back to Joe's here.
No bullshit news.
Joe, just lay there and look dead. Just lay there and look dead, all right? The outside is slow, so you should get some help here.
Help here?
Just go over there and look dead.
Okay.
Don't blink.
Okay, so I'm laying here looking dead. I don't look dead. What does a dead guy look like? I don't think I'm laying right. How long am I supposed to lay here?
Joe, you don't look dead if you're moving.
Trying to be in the right position, man.
You don't look dead if you're moving and talking so loud.
Should I be like face down or what?
Here come some people. A couple of hipsters. They didn't even look. They're not even looking. Joe groan a little bit.
Oh, God. Oh, they fucked me up. Oh, man.
They're taking pictures right over his corpse.
Oh.
Here come some more people. Some nice white ladies, premium coffee in their hand. Give them a look. Oh, it's nice. How beautiful. She can't get them with her foot.
Oh, no. Hurt.
Excellent.
Yeah. No.
Nice. You're saying you need an ambulance.
You know this guy?
Sit up. Get some breathers.
You guys know each other? Okay. He'll be all right.
Okay, thank you, guys.
I just saw him laying face down. Yeah. He worried me.
You all right?
Oh, man. Hey, thank you for caring.
Hey, Joe, come here.
So when
okay, maybe you're overdoing that just a bit. When someone asks you for help, they want it, right?
Right.
You go, no,
I'm
doing...
calling an ambulance? I said, no, don't.
No, I said, I'm doing an experiment. Does anybody care?
No.
You okay. Sit there and keep going,
That's right, because I forgot to ask you, what should I tell people?
Oh, God.
And they asked, what's going on?
I mean, Joe, what are you going to do? Sit there and make them shit their pants? Okay, now we're in front of the police headquarters.
Right.
You lay there, and somebody comes up, don't carry on being dead. Say you're doing an experiment to see if anybody cares.
Right.
That's it.
How long it takes for somebody to actually care?
Give a shit. Got some good attention right away. Joe, what the fuck, dude? Did you not get it?
I'm gonna have to guess and say that I don't think it.
Check now, Joe. I don't know how much I can impress upon you
Radio needs sound. So if you're not recording, it's no good.
I hit the ground too hard and shook the CD card.
So you did a pratfall out there and broke the equipment? What are you doing? Joe.
We didn't get the police one.
It doesn't... Oh, my God, dude. Get over there at the bus stop and go lay dead. Press record, please.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation.
Oh, man.
Well, there's Joe laying in between the book Cadillac and the bus depot. Middle of the sidewalk. You don't know what he's doing. But he really does look homeless. And those are his regular clothes.
Okay.
Oh. You want an ambulance?
No, I don't need no ambulance. No. We're just doing a bit to see if people care. Apparently y'all care. That's a good thing.
What's going on, Joe?
I didn't even get on the ground good, and people were coming to see if I was okay.
Yeah, just say you're okay and get on the ground and let it warm up. Like, yeah, I'm okay. Right?
Yeah. Go back there and do it again?
Just lay on the ground, tell them you're okay. Joe can't even hit the ground and people care about him. Detroit is a nice town. I know it's the second most violent city in America, but people are damn sweet.
I don't know if I'm still recording. Man, where'd that shit come from? Somebody threw a water bottle.
Somebody threw a bottle at Joe because he was not needing any help.
You got a mic on you, man?
Oh, yeah, we're doing a bit to see if...
Get up, man.
Oh, now they're freaking out because I got a microphone.
What type of show y'all doing?
We're doing a bit just to see, you know, it's about public safety, really, and how people in Detroit react to see different things with somebody coming help. Like one of them.
Did we do what, a good job? Did you do something? To help you?
Right, you did. Except whoever threw the water bottle.
We ain't throw the microphone.
No. We just wanted to see what was.
Who is talking to you? You got to go. Why not? Right there, across the street. Now play with me.
Charlie McDuff.
That's Charlie?
Yeah.
We thought you was for real. I thought you was having a heart attack.
Yeah, I thought you was out there.
I was hammering it.
I told the little bitch to call the ambulance. He said he was all right.
Right.
No bullshit news.
Hello?
Hey, Joe. Where you at right now?
I'm at work. I'm supposedly working on a truck. I got 3 or 4 people yelling at me at once. Telling me, get the fuck off the phone.
I told you to pretend like you're going to take a shit.
I can't do that, though. There's toilets in the boss's office.
Speaking of family, Joe the intern. Yes, the No Bullshit News Hour had our reporters out at the polls on Tuesday. We sent Joe with his homemade Make America Great Again hat, and which went to the dollar store and got his red hat and put some silver duct tape on it and wrote whatever he did. You know, Joe was a lifelong Democrat and got turned off. And, you know, Joe does what Joe does. We edited it up. It's important to say Joe lives in Southwest Detroit, Mexican town. And so he was at the polls just taking the temperature. Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir.
You got Joe's piece?
We do.
Put it up. Fuck Joe. Hold on. He can hold on.
I'm out here to talk to other voters. How you doing, man? Let me holler at you for a minute. What do you think about the this immigration, this caravan coming? The Democrats want to just let them come on in, and Republicans are like, no, we got a process for that. What do you think?
I think this is a free country, you know.
If you was in line to get your... something handed out to you, and somebody came and bogarted the line and cut in front of you, you'd want to knock them out, wouldn't you?
No, I would want to knock them out.
What do you think? Do you think we should just let them come on down?
Yeah, they should be able to come on down. Everybody, they all equal.
They're equal, but they need to go through the process. What about...
Well, let them get a chance to have a process.
What about all the other people who had applied and waited 2 or 3 years?
They can go through the process just like they had to go through the process. But they still need a chance. They deserve a chance.
Okay.
Are you a Trump a supporter? You are.
Yeah, you are.
We can tell by your face.
Hillary.
And your hat.
Obama for life.
That's mental situations right here in America.
Right. We got people starving here in America.
That's right.
Homeless people here.
That's right. Poverty in America.
Homeless and starving children. So should we take care of them, or should we kick them to the curb and bring in more hungry moms?
Well, I always believe we should take care of our own people first. I mean, take care of our own first, then let's take care of other people.
I was just wondering if I could holler at you for just a second about... I'm not going to ask you how you're going to vote.
No,
I don't
want to
know how you feel about the immigrant situation, the caravans, people coming up here wanting to get in for free.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
There's a certain way to go about it, but then again, I understand they want to come for a better, you know, the American dream. But at the end of the day, you know, everybody, there's the way they're going about it is not the way they're reacting at the Mexican border, throwing rocks, trying to break down the barricade to get to the U.S. It's not the right way to do it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's just bringing negativity.
Now, you're Latina, right?
Yes.
Have you immigrated here? Or are you born here?
No, I was born here, born and raised here. But I do have family members that are, you know, immigrants of Hispanic descent.
They're fleeing bad economic conditions mainly, right? And crime. Crime because
crime
of
crime is everywhere, you know what right. I mean?
So
no matter what.
When they come here, they're going to find the same thing. There's not a whole lot of jobs. Economic conditions aren't as great
as you thought
they were.
The thing is, though, well, yeah, but a lot of the Hispanic people that don't have documentation but can find a job within a week and find somewhere to stay and whatnot, and you have people that do have documentation who rather be on a corner panhandling or sleeping under bridges. Like, there's jobs out there. But a lot of Americans feel entitled to get paid better than minimum wage. You got to start somewhere. You right. can't start at a job and expect to get $15, $16 an hour. You can't be at a fast food place and expect to be getting $15, $16 an hour. You know what I mean? And then you have medical assistants and doctors getting paid similar to what you're getting paid, and it's not fair.
No bullshit. Wow. You know what you got there?
What's that?
Southwest Detroit? You got a rainbow, a myriad of points of view. Let everybody come in. What about ours first? And that woman, particularly at the end there.
She's smart.
Completely smart. Like, listen, man, nothing's handed to you, but don't expect 15, and don't throw rocks and bum rushing the shit, but be kind. Like, that woman is like me.
Like, be legit.
You know what I mean?
And I actually talked to a bunch of, actually about at least four or five different people that were just like her who said the same thing she did. So
I mean, you know.
She's not a minority.
So, Joe, that interview there on your ongoing education here, me as your professor, that thing there at the end was spectacular, really good. So, Joe, man, what do you got for us this week?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, you asked me to go and talk to...
What'd you say? I what did you?
Axed.
He did say axe.
You asked me to go and talk to some of my Latino neighbors and find out why it is that they have fences or walls around their properties.
Well, I asked for walls.
Well, you know, walls is... To me, a privacy fence is a wall.
God, you sound like Trump, man. You prevaricating and perseverating. And
I don't know if anybody has an actual wall around them. The only time I saw...
And why did you vote for Trump? Because you wanted a wall and now a fence is okay.
No, the only guy that I ever saw have a wall around
his house... Look at the moving goalposts. Our goalposts, fences...
over in Poletown when they did the...
So now Poletowns are fences.
When they did the land grab to build the Cadillac plant, one old guy didn't want to sell his house and he built a cinder block wall around his house and they sent in a tank to get him out.
That's fascinating.
I don't think they killed him, but they got him out. Right.
And now?
That's the only house in the wall around it that I know
of. The GM plant is closing.
Right, and that sucks too. But so I thought, when you said that, I naturally thought you meant privacy fences and walls.
No, don't worry. I knew you'd fuck it up. It's all right.
I didn't fuck it up.
You're a gamer. You're a gamer. That's all I can tell
you. He asked him about the wall.
I'm talking about people putting up cinder blocks.
I haven't played World of Warcraft in almost 6 months now.
Isn't that good?
No, it's not good, man. I probably lost my guild again.
Oh, he lost his guild again. What's a guild?
I don't even know what that means.
It's like your virtual coin, like your rank?
It's like your team, a group of people who join
together. Oh, the guild.
Oh, your guild.
Oh, like your real-life guild, your union.
Right,
except
right.
Joe's virtual union, killing
virtual it's guild.
Union. Virtual killing guild. Let's see what Joe's got here.
Why don't you bring up some...
Bullshit. Nice, Joe.
All right, it's Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday in Southwest Detroit. This week's mission is to talk to some Latino families about why they built a fence around their house.
We're going to build the wall. We have no choice. We have no choice.
My name is Joe DeMarco. You know I live right over there.
Yeah.
I'm with the No BS News Hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, every week we talk about different controversial topics and stuff.
Uh-huh.
This week, we're just asking Latino people, why did they build a wall around their property?
I don't fucking know.
To keep motherfuckers out.
Right.
Shit, even Americans keep motherfuckers out around these days.
Right.
Shit.
I think that, you know where we're going with the question, right?
Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall.
Why do you have a wall? Why can't we have one? Right?
Well, I mean, shit.
Well, who's we? He's we. He's us.
Honestly.
Well, if you didn't have a wall, what would happen? This particular wall.
This one?
Yeah.
I'd fucking shoot somebody in the front yard.
Nice.
People out here is sketchy. I'm surprised the shit on this porch ain't gone already. No bullshit.
Right.
Because motherfuckers is grimy, man. You gotta fucking protect yourself, protect your house, protect your family.
Right.
That's common nature.
Right.
We're gonna build the wall. We have no choice.
Why did they put fences around it? It seems like a common sense thing.
Is this some type of joke or something? Are you being serious right now? Like, where do you live?
I know it sounds like a dumb question. Why would you put a fence around your property? Oh, man. All right, so you ain't got no answer for that, huh? You don't want an answer.
No, I feel like that's a racist question. Like, why would I have a fence? Why do you have a fence around your house?
I don't have a fence around my house. You are... That's offensive that somebody should ask you that?
I mean, yeah. I don't even want to talk to you no more. You're recording me, so.
Well, I mean, that's
you're violating my privacy, so if that ends up in the.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Problem, okay?
All right.
So, what did we learn here?
So, we learned that white people and Mexicans have the same reason for wanting privacy fences around their house, to keep their kids and dogs in the yard and to keep the bad people out.
Okay, but here's the thing, it's all people. So when you said, why can't we have it, to the dude, he's one of us. See what I'm saying? And there's also black people and, you know, red people. And then there's the fact that you don't have a fence around your house. So why do you want the fence around your country when we know it doesn't work?
I don't have a problem with anybody trying to get into my house yet that I know of.
What?
But we have a real bad problem with people crossing the border into our country and overwhelming our Border Patrol staff. I was just watching a video last night about...
Well, that's great.
...measles and diseases that we thought
we already did that on this show. No, you're not doing your conspiracy shit here.
It's not conspiracy. I'm just saying. They're bringing in diseases.
We've had the head of the Border Patrol on. He's a friend of mine, man. And I told him, like, come on, that's nonsense. And he admitted it was nonsense.
Well, and I want to go to just a little more fundamental level. When you started that interview, you're like, hey, we go out and ask people controversial questions.
It is controversial.
Well, why do you have to preface it like that? You don't have to tell them it's controversial. You just ask them, why'd you build a wall around your fence? Or a fence around your yard, whatever, you know? Like, I don't think you need to preface it that way. But, you know.
But
you did it. Good job.
That was a no, man. That was, you know, that was all right. It's ballsy.
Solid work on Easter Sunday.
And it was interesting. Hey, quiet over there, please. Now we're recording.
Sorry about the ambient noise there, avid listeners. We're at the bar.
I'm not into this Blackberry IPA, man. But I'm going to drink it.
I'm into this Jameson. It's delicious.
When are you not into the Jameson?
That's a good question.
Okay. The making of Chicken Joe has not always been easy.
If
you're a listener,
it
you know.
It has not been easy.
We had to get him clothes because he dresses like a bum and he's greasy and his underwear are old and stale and his socks have holes. We and you, the listeners, remember, had to get him new glasses because he couldn't see out of the old ones.
Thank you again, listeners, because you helped out Joe C.
And he does appreciate it, as you will hear from Joe. Joe sometimes forgets to press record.
He has done that.
And quite frankly, right, he can't find a news story even when it drops dead right on his porch.
This suit is very special. And this is a 38 by 30. And this is a Ralph Lauren suit. Now, my grandpa didn't get buried. He was cremated. Okay? So, but when we did the viewing, he wore this suit.
But I'm wearing a dead guy's suit now.
Let me it's been dry cleaned, okay? The dry clean tags are still on it. But what was special about this suit is he met my grandma in this suit. So, in essence, I'm bringing you this suit to carry on something special. Something beautiful, Joe. You see the beauty in it, I hope. I hope that it brings you blessings as well, is my hope for you.
These are my suit pants. I got it dry cleaned. Last time I was wearing
no washing machine shit.
Right. The last time I was wearing these are my suit pants. Goes to one of the suits in there. But I was wearing them without the suit just because I needed some pants and they look nice.
Yeah. What about dress shoes? Do you have any stylish
type? I was over there at their house and something really funny happened. I bust out laughing. I accidentally shit my pants. And
you got a dress shirt?
None that's clean.
All right, good. You can put this on with this sweater. It shows you how to simplify it. It'll give you a little flair and style anyway.
As part of our ongoing education of Joe the intern from Specs Howard, we sent him to the courthouse to cover this story. And he didn't quite get it at first. He showed up where I was working in a filthy shirt, a rain hat, his shirt misbuttoned, hanging out. He basically looked like the Morton Salt girl on the container if she was like a pedophile crack addict. Not saying that Joe is, but Joe, first thing is I'm not a guy for suits and starred shirts, but we can get you a clean one. We'll get you a clean shirt. So anyway, you got that, Bob?
Yep.
So Joe the intern goes to court. The meat and potatoes are reporting to do the follow-up on Walt Harris's murderer. And in the spirit of 9/11, I'll never forget that, and I'll never forget Walt. So go ahead and play that, Bob.
My intern. These are working guys here, Joe.
How you doing?
Who actually get paid.
Good to meet you.
He's not at the courthouse. He's at the Coney Island.
Actually getting paid.
Yes.
Good money.
Maybe.
Well.
Maybe. How are you, bro?
Man.
I called you. They got firemen over there.
Yeah, I was talking to them.
Did you record them?
You know what, man? I forgot to record. I talked to them, but it was not.
I'm going
to
yell at you. Like, the whole show is about public safety, Joe.
Yeah.
And there was firefighters there. Public safety, Joe.
And I talked to them. I got some real good statements from them.
Did you get it on tape?
But I forgot to actually turn on the recorder.
You're a fucking dumbass, man. What are you doing?
Hey, Joe, don't play Walter Cronkite with me. What happened outside your place of work?
Oh, we heard a bunch of sirens out there. We were ready to leave. And speaking of being at work, oh, okay, I got to move my car.
Hey, Joe.
So basically what happened was there was a bunch of emergency vehicles up there on the freeway adjacent to our building. So we went up on the third floor to look, and we didn't see no accident. First you were thinking the freeway must be an accident, so... But it wasn't an accident.
What was it, Joe?
It was a medical transport van that they were transporting a prisoner back from a hospital. And the prisoner, I don't know if he got loose.
Hey, Joe, what happened? Real quick, one sentence.
The deputy ended up shooting and killing him right there on the freeway.
So they were transporting a prisoner, and they shot him dead, and he's laying in the freeway, and there's 28 right. squad cars there, right?
Yes.
And what do you do, Joe? They're right in front of your work. Now, there's a story. There's a big story you could do. What did you do? I'll tell you what you did.
I took video of it. I took pictures of it.
You took pictures of it. We work in radio, Joe. Wait a minute. Watch this. Watch this. Hey, everybody.
The radio has audio.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, it's audio of you in a building, Joe. Listen, I want everybody out there to just take a look at this picture. Y'all see it? Y'all see Joe's video?
Beautiful.
Wow. It's great.
Great work, Joe.
Wait. Okay. Here's what you did, Joe. Okay.
Well,
here's,
see, at this point in time, I thought it was just a traffic accident.
Okay. And, no. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You deal with politics yeah. and corruption and stuff.
Uh-huh. You do?
Not traffic accidents.
Is that what you do? It wasn't a traffic accident. You don't deal with politics and corruption. You don't do that.
You do it there.
Yeah, but Joe, Joe, there's 28. There's a dead guy and 28 squad cars out front. So, does Joe get out there, conduct some interviews? No. Joe waves all the media in, right? His competitors. Joe's no bullshit
well,
news.
They're not really competitors because they're television.
They're competitors, so Joe.
Radio,
yeah, okay.
Just pointed out that we're on the radio.
Okay, so Joe's out there waving them up. Waving them up. Why don't you guys come up? I got a great shot for you. Joe's doing no work for us. No work for this audience. Hey, Bob. So, Joe, I saw you on a couple of other news stations. We got those clips?
We do.
Listen to Joe, expert witness here. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm getting ready to get off of work, and just heard some sirens out on the freeway, which you normally hear a lot of sirens on the freeway. And well, we heard a lot of sirens, and they weren't stopping. There was more and more sirens. Like, what is going on? I looked up there and just seeing a lot of...
A fucking hat. Why is he wearing that fucking hat?
Leave the other one.
Fucking Joe Morton, why are you wearing that hat?
That was one station. That's one station. And then another station. You don't got it? What happened to it? Joe, you showed up on two stations. The point is, you're supposed to do some work, not be handing out coffee in Danish.
I wasn't handing out coffee. You were
bullshit. You turned into bullshit news. You're like, well, you know, I mean, I was getting off work and then I saw some sirens. What is that? Joe.
Well, I didn't get the video on Mike Duggan cheating on his wife.
Nope.
I didn't get that.
Nope. You didn't even find out what was the circumstances of the dead man on the freeway
right outside your door.
Well, I did find out.
When did you find out?
After you gave the interview.
Within the hour, I found out.
No, you didn't. You're lying.
I found out by asking the reporters because they got a direct line to the county and they can ask.
You're a reporter.
If I call there and try to ask questions, they might not even answer the phone for me.
Didn't you give him press credentials?
Yes. It's nonsense.
And I got you two ties, Bob. You're legitimate.
Joe, not Bob.
I'm looking at Bob.
We might as well get a guy named Bob.
Apparently, I need a tie because she's looking right at me. I got you two ties, Bob.
That's because I'm talking. I'm thinking, Joe. I'm sorry, Joe. You got press credentials and two new ties. You're legitimate.
So Joe's like, you know, just trying to help out Ali, and I'm like, well, we're on first name basis now. How did they all find the third floor of your building?
They were outside the yard looking up at the wall at the bridge,
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out how they could get a shot from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt sorry for the one guy from the one TV station.
Mm-hmm.
I said, come on up here, man. You can get a shot from the window.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that all the rest of them would come flocking in right behind them.
Well, how'd they get in? They just bum rushed or you invited them all up at once? Was there like a line?
No. I don't know how much is important to really get into details.
It's details.
We're trying to be nice, extend a professional courtesy. Their television, they need an angle to get a shot.
That's great. And we got nothing.
And so pictures doesn't do it.
I want to thank everybody who made it possible, everybody who donated, and whatever they did to make this happen. I really appreciate it. It was a good experience. People are friendly over there. Nice, friendly, happy people. Very, very good experience. I can't say enough about it. And, I mean, what can you say about it? If you've ever been to an eye doctor, it's pretty much the same, really. But they're good people, and they're cool. And I guess they got a sense of humor. We're going to find out because they got this picture of all the radio people who've ever been there. And we're going to send them a picture of me, Chicken Joe DeMarco, with wearing my new Yaldo eyeglasses. And we'll see if they put it up in their wall of fame over there. So thanks again, everybody who made this possible. And enjoy your holiday weekend.
Joe, got some new glasses. All right. Thank you, Dr. Yaldo.
Joe. He forgot to take a tape recorder with him. He says, I don't work well under pressure. Joe.
That's not true, because he's given the what for to Duggan and Sabri, and I mean, he does work well under pressure.
You're welcome, Joe.
Good job, Joe.
From all of us, baby. Real good job. Proud of him.
You're going to raise our glass and give you a toast.
Right, and I'm happy to announce, Joe, that you've been promoted.
Oh, big news.
Yes, sir. Got a diploma for you and a check, so stop bitching. I've been promoted, Joe, from Chief Deputy Intern of the No Bullshit News Hour to Chief Intern of the
No More Deputy?
No.
Oh,
now
man.
He's the Chief Intern.
He's the Chief Intern. Good job. Congratulations.
Not that there
Joe.
Ever was a Chief Intern, but you're now it, Joe. Well done, my man. And all of you out there, be sure, tune in next week as we go inside the FBI and how they took down Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick and his mob. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day, everybody.
My man, love you, Bob.
Thanks for listening. Keep up the good work.
Keep on trucking. Try to love one another.
Hey, Joe. Where you going with that gun in your hand? I want to know where you're going with that gun in your hand. I'm going downtown and shoot my old lady, 'cause I caught her messing around with another man. Oh, yes, I did. I'm going down and shoot my old lady, I caught her messing around with another man. I heard you shot your woman down, shot her down to the ground. Hey, yo, you caught her messing around downtown, boy. You gonna run tonight? Lord have mercy.